Now, the rising popularity of slam poetry has given young Australians a new avenue to express their concerns and opinions on deep issues in a really artistic and meaningful way. Leading this movement is the team at Bankstown Poetry Slam, who host Australia's most popular slam poetry competitions. Anyone in the community can compete and share their spoken word poems. Today, we are joined by the fabulous poets Layla McCabe from Bankstown Poetry Slam and Amani Mahmood, who was a finalist from last year's competitions. Layla, Amani, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So, for people who might not have been down to one of the slam poetry nights, could you tell us how it all works and paint a little bit of a picture for us of how it all goes?
So basically, like, slam poetry is this really cool hybrid medium that's, like, gained a lot of popularity in the last couple of years. It's been around for ages, but, like, I've noticed in the last couple of years it's really, like, shot up just because it's a really accessible medium. Just, like, you go up in front of, you know, from a crowd as small as 20 to thousands of people, as Amani competed in the ICC last year, and you perform 3 minutes of poetry, and it's really great. At BPS, we do it on the last Tuesday of every month, and we attract maybe 300 people each time, and it's just, like, such a sick way to, like, get your thoughts out to a crowd that just, like, wants to listen, because slam poetry is, like, so in these days, which I'm really happy about.
It sounds like it must have grown quite a lot in recent years if we're getting about 300 people at each event.
Mm. Yeah, so, like, BPS is about 5 or 6 years old. I probably should know this, but yeah, 5 or 6 years old. And, you know, we started off with crowds of, like, 50 people. Now our grand finals attract 1,000 people. It's amazing, insane, crazy, and we couldn't be prouder.
And so, Amani, you were a finalist last year. You had a poem in and about your mother. Could you tell us a little bit more about your poem?
Yeah, so that one that went on the ABC, I had written originally. It took a year to write. Like, I had a few different versions of that one. And that was sort of informed by sort of just things happening around me in my life, with my friends, with my family. And so that was, like, the natural progression of how I felt about things just ended up writing down on paper. And I didn't expect anything to come of it. I just wanted to put it out there. I just wanted to, put it out there for especially the South Asian community, because there's a lot of privacy associated with the home, and especially in regards to issues of women. So it was really just a personal thing I wanted to do for myself and, like, the women who knew it was about them. And it ended up resonating with a lot of people, which I'm really, really grateful for. And I'm really, really grateful that there was a place for me to do that at Bankstown. And, yeah.
Yeah, a year's worth of writing process. I mean, I think the stereotype is that people just, get an inspiration and write everything down and be done with it in half an hour. But it's quite a lengthy process.
Yeah, I always take a long time. But, like, it definitely can be, like, a really spontaneous burst of emotion. And, like, the good thing is that especially in Bankstown Poetry Slam, I feel like all methods of writing are validated. Like, no matter how you write, especially in the process that we went through last year, like, writing with a team, like, all four of us wrote in really different ways, and we all just validated each other that even if you wrote, like, in short bursts or, like, really long editing processes, it was all, like, combined together to create this really cool piece.
And so why do the two of you, I guess, why is it important for youth empowerment to have slam poetry available to people?
I think, like, because slam poetry is such an accessible medium and there are no rules, I think that it's, like, gained a lot of popularity with the youth, which I am so happy, because, like, I personally started getting to slam poetry when I was 16, and it gave me a voice. And because it's so, like, in the moment, you perform a poem, people are listening, people are clicking, interacting with you, the connection is, like, instant, and, like, people hear you straight away. So whether you're talking about, like, love, you know, things like, you know, domestic violence or, you know, climate change, like, because the connection is so instant and people are, like, listening to slam poetry, I think it's just such a cool, you know, and accessible medium for people to feel empowered.
And so just before I let you guys go, where can people come check out the next event? When's it being held?
So last Tuesday this month at the Bankstown Arts Centre, 7 p.m. start.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was Layla McCabe and Amani Mahmood chatting about the Bankstown Poetry Slam. We will get some links for you up in the podcast, so you can check those out if you do want to go get involved. Would highly recommend it.